T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, I like this guy even more than I thought I did.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about Charlie Delator. Or is it Delatori?
Delatori.
You want it even more Italian, huh? Delatori.
Sounds like somebody you went to school with.
That's right. Now I'm going to disappoint you right off the bat. I'm Cuban. I'm not Italian.
Close enough. Won't hold that against you. Can you make a good Cuban sandwich?
I can. Yeah, I like to cook. Yeah, I'm chubby, man. I like to cook. I'm a good cook.
No, you look great. Hey, by the way, welcome to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Hour number 3 begins. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, SCOTUS looking at whether or not Trump is going to get immunity. We'll dig into that. But first, we've got some great stuff going on here locally. Our Town Home and Garden Show. And I've had people say, what? I didn't think that was around anymore.
And it wasn't for a really long time. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I really, really appreciate being here. Love your show. Love being back. And yeah, it wasn't around for a long time after, especially when it got canceled in COVID. It used to be held at the O'Connell Center, and it hasn't been around now for 4 or 5 years. We're really lucky to bring it back. It's a partnership with us and the Builders Association of North Central Florida. And we were really waiting for this brand new facility to be built at Celebration Point, this Alachua County Sports and Event Center. And it is perfect for this look for this kind of an event. It's a big box. We can decorate it any way we want to. We've got about 140 or 150 vendors in there for the show. Free parking on site with that giant thing. So it's just a perfect location.
Yeah, they really did it right. I utilized that building. I was part of a pickleball tournament. And yeah, plenty of people coming and going. Yet the parking garage is very very nearby. And there was no problem with that. And that's always been, if you're doing something downtown or, you know, there's been struggles and issues with that. But here, there's no issue there. And I'm assuming, having gone, but it's many years ago, you're talking about anything that would have to do with your home. That's what's going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you said that, because we've had a few people say, what is a home and garden show? Like, what's in there? And I think the answer is, obviously, it'd be nice if you owned a home, but if you have anything to do with your home, whether it's furniture, you know, art, plumbing fixtures, anything you might need to replace, outdoor patio, garden, anything to do like that, that's what you can find at a home and garden show.
Well, for what people are paying in rent now, frankly, you're invested already. So for you to fix up the yard and the patio the way you want it to be, you don't have to look at it like, oh, I'm doing this for the landlord. No, you're doing it so you can enjoy it.
Yeah, home is where you are, right? Whether you own it or rent it. And so at the end of the day, I think that a show like this is really nice opportunity for you to go find a few things that you might need around the house. And if you need something big, you know, a roof, plumbing, flooring, there's a solar, for example. I know solar's been a really top topic over the last few weeks, but there's a lot of opportunity there to go meet these guys. Listen, we've all got a honey-do list at home, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, bring the honey-do list and let the pros do it for you. That's kind of the idea.
That is a great idea. And just to get ideas, this is you get stimulated by all the latest stuff that you're seeing. And like you say, if you don't have the wherewithal, time, or energy to do it yourself, they'll hook you up with the pros that can.
I think that's a really interesting point, because a lot of us don't go into a remodeling project or a renovation project and say, I'm doing it on Friday. It's, hey, we've been thinking, I would like to maybe do this. I want to repaint the inside of the house. I want to paint the outside. I want to put pavers down. I want to get some plants and bushes. Well, we don't do that on Thursday or Friday of next week. We think about these things. We plan ahead and we say, hey, I'm going to take a staycation in September and I'm going to do some of this work around the house. I'm going to get somebody to help me with this project. And so going to a show like this is exactly the opportunity to to brainstorm ideas, talk to the pros, and be able to come up with those plans.
Well, for guys, look, if it's about, tools or looking at stuff for our car, we've studied it.
Yeah,
or we're going to make the purchase. Huh. We've studied the market and all that. But like you said, you understand the importance of keeping your home fresh and stuff. But it's not like you're going to read these, Architect Digest magazines every day. As out of habit, most of us don't.
No. Yeah, for sure. And this is a great, these shows are a great opportunity to go see what the latest trends are, talk to some of the That's. I think the best thing I can say is I am so impressed and proud of the group of local businesses that are going to be on display here. I mean, we're really talking about an incredible group of businesses that I'm floored by them, quite frankly. So
floored by them, get it?
I see what he did.
I want to give him a
man, I'm good.
But I told Bob this morning I could go to think if I had the budget, if I could take Bob's credit card, I could just spend all day and just buy everything.
Well, and I think just at that point too, you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, the tickets, it's only $5 to get in the door. This is a great opportunity to get, like I said, to bring, like you said, Bob, to bring your ideas and maybe see if you can flesh some of that stuff out. A lot of us are going to do that work ourselves. We'll go see some of these displays, get some ideas, and then we'll do it. And that's fine. These guys are there to help you, support you, implement whatever plan you've got, and if not, they'll help you figure it out on your own.
So, I mean, you're just not a promoter of this event. You're a publisher. You've got Our Town Magazine. How many years has that been going on? You had zero gray hairs when you started.
Many. You were 11 when you started. That's
I still am, actually. No, this is our 25th year in business.
Wow.
Actually, 25 years we've owned Tower. I started Tower Publications. Our Town Magazine started in 2003, and there's three editions. There's a High Springs Alachua edition, a Newberry and Jonesville edition, and then one here in Gainesville. And we've been really, really blessed to over the years to have an incredible stable of customers and advertisers that are loyal to us, and the readership continues to grow. And we've got other projects like Our Town Favorites, which is coming up. It's like a voting platform for your favorite local businesses. That's gone really well.
Vote for the Bob Rose Show.
Actually,
Our Town Favorites opens today because we wanted to do it the weekend before the show.
Oh.
And you can vote for your favorite, Our Town's favorite male radio personality. And
there you go, Bob.
And it is open nominations for the next 3 weeks. So somebody just has to type your name in.
Yeah.
And then you get part of the final ballot. And then we have until June 12th. I didn't mean to bring that up, but Our Town Favorites is an example of a way that we work with the community to kind of recognize local businesses, places, and things that are kind of make our areas unique.
I'm glad you brought it up because that's why we're having you on the show, for people to know what's going on in the community. And like you said, $5 entrance fee, the parking is free, it's easy. There's all those other venues around Celebration Point that you can enjoy as well. And by the way, this is the weekend you want to go out and have fun, because next weekend, isn't that graduation?
It is. So this week,
I'll be out of town.
How convenient, Bob. I'll be here.
It's almost like we picked this weekend on purpose, right? There's nothing else going on in Gainesville this weekend, really, to speak of. It's a dead week in town. This event is Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th. You're right. The facility is easy access because it's just off I-75. So for your listeners outside of the immediate Gainesville area, that's not a big deal. It's a 20, 30-minute drive from wherever you might be. Easy access off the highway.
Will there be any food-type vendors that are associated with the event or on the premise?
Yeah, great idea. A great question. So, actually, the facility itself has a concession stand that they just recently opened that includes sandwiches and salads and wraps and burgers and hot dogs, pizza, as well as beer. I'll say adult beverages.
Okay.
Can I say beer?
I don't think it's against say beer.
No. So there's some adult beverages
word,
there.
Beer.
Yes.
So there are, inside the facility, there's a concession stand that the facility just recently opened. The food's really good, actually. So there will be some. And then there's a couple of vendors inside that are kind of giving away some goodies as well. So
they usually do.
They do. There's a lot. The vendors get very creative about what they do at these shows. So
about how many vendors do you have lined up?
About 140.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm really excited about it.
If you can't find something that interests you out of 140 vendors, then I don't know what to say. You're not living
life.
And
there's everything there from like outdoor and plants, like I said, to flooring and every other project you might want. So a lot of retail, there's some retail vendors too, so you can come and buy some items for around your home. some of those, you know, the home shows typically have those sort of retail guys there too, and we've got a few there. So,
and guys, if you think not telling your wife about this event's going to get you out of it, she's listening too.
Oh yeah, no,
too late.
Be proactive is the way to do that. You got to go, honey, I have a great idea.
Now you're talking.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
And
he's brilliant.
Listen, yeah, been there, done that, man. All right, you got to get ahead of the game. All right, you got to control the narrative a little bit.
Man, see, he's hit checking all the boxes.
Absolutely.
Charlie Delatorre, thank you. We wish you much success this weekend. The home show is back, and it's going on this weekend at Celebration Point. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a ton of stuff we want to get to, including the Supreme Court hearing arguments on the Trump immunity case. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
I know in Texas, as soon as they threw up the razor wire.
Afternoons at 3.
Well, guess what? Illegal immigration crossings in the area stopped by 99.9%.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I don't know about you. I think we should just go ahead and start the weekend right now.
This home show is exciting. I'm glad it's back.
Yeah,
I wanna go.
Yeah, that's 2 days. In case you missed it with Charlie Delatorre, it's our home and garden show, and they along with the Builders Association North Central Florida, and they are bringing it all back. Celebration Point this weekend. That's the Alachua County Sports and Event Center, which may be brand new to a lot of people. Yep. I've been to it once, and it's a beautiful facility.
I've not been in yet. I see the building all the time, and Jen and I said, well, you know, we need to go see what it's all about. Well, this is a good excuse, right?
I like the fact that they put in, you know, that the parking garage nearby, and it just makes everything so simple. And there's other things to do there at Celebration Point, obviously.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned the parking garage. I mean, that's like, for instance, we've seen the frustration of people who, you know, used to like to go to downtown Gainesville, for instance. Well, it's getting worse and worse, or you don't want to park in the parking lot that maybe you're a little iffy on. This is great because it's nice and it's safe and you feel good. And, again, the home show is going to be a blast.
Yep, there's always some good things going on this weekend. That is definitely one of the top things. Top stories, though. Chaos sweeping our college campuses, anti-Israel agitators. I think agitator is a great word.
Yeah.
I think that there is a lot of organization to these events. I think there are some people that are getting paid. They're on a payroll. I would like to see some journalists try to follow the money trail on that, do some real investigative reporting, kind of get in there and find out what the real deal is, because I think that I just don't think there's an organic nature to it. I really don't.
No, I don't think you're going to have over the last few years that these college students have been just sitting around waiting for an excuse to support a terrorist organization in a different country halfway around the world. I don't believe that.
From the it's all about me category.
Wow, that's unusual.
But no, it's not all about me. That's the name of the category.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In this case, it actually isn't about me.
Really?
But it's a guy with the attitude that it's all about him.
And who is
does
this?
That make sense?
Yes, it does.
Our buddy. I say that facetiously.
Tongue-in-cheek here? Who?
Tongue inside of Obama's cheek? Yeah.
Oh,
Chris Christie.
Him.
Yeah. Oh, listen, yeah. Listen to Chris Christie.
What a loser.
I mean, is he? Isn't he?
Oh.
He is. What did I say a long time ago? He's a weasel, and weasels rip my flesh.
Yeah.
I never liked that guy.
You never trusted him.
How can you?
No, you didn't.
How can he's all no. about himself?
Oh yeah.
And here's an example of it. He said it was stupid of President Joe Biden not to reach out to him, since after all, he declared he would absolutely not support former President Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election. That says everything you need to know about Chris Christie and Republicans like him that can so easily put on the stripes of the other team and join them. Yeah, like a traitor. Because it's not the personalities. Like, I like Joe Biden, so I'll support him. I hate Trump, so I won't. I mean, you hope that a politician is not that ignorant that there actually are policies and things he believes in as a Republican. But I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think for the next, you know, dozen donuts, the guy would sell his soul to the Communist Party.
Oh, yeah.
If that's what it took to get the attention that he so craves, right? And it just, I mean, it tells you volumes. It's not about the personalities at the top of the tickets. It's about the policies. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you believe in America? Do you think that we should have more manufacturing jobs here and to try to peacefully decouple from, say, China? Do you think that as a sovereign nation, we should be able to and have every right to secure our borders and make a decision as to actually who we want to allow in? I mean, isn't that what makes America special? Isn't that what makes citizenship valuable? That you want to be part of something and you were chosen to be part of it instead of entering illegally? Anyway, I mean, there are people that, yeah, they say there's no such thing as an illegal person or whatever, that they really believe in open borders. Are the first people to call the police if you trespass on their property. The first ones to call the police. They're also the first ones to call for defunding the police. More irony on that coming up later. But that's how it is. Oh, yeah, I believe in open borders until somebody says, well, why don't you open your front door? Well, I wouldn't just, you mean to it like strangers? Yeah. Yes. You don't mind that other people are subject to strangers flooding into the nation, as long as it doesn't impact you. What a mentality. What an ideology to follow. Idiots. I have no other choice words. But for Chris Christie to say, oh, why hasn't Joe Biden reached out to me? Maybe even Biden, with his inability to connect a sentence without using the word pause in between that's printed on the teleprompter, at least he gets it. Like, why would he reach out to Chris Christie? He's a Republican. So even like Joe Biden gets it, but Chris Christie doesn't. What? I would support him if he reached out to me. It's just so sad. And the sad part is there's other Republicans that I think are of the same ilk. In an interview with the Washington Post, Leanne Caldwell, Christie said while he would not be voting for Trump under any circumstances, he would not be voting for Biden, citing his age. One thing I know for sure now is I'm not voting for Trump under any circumstances. If he's the only person on the ballot, I'm not voting for Trump because I know him too well, and he is wholly unfit to be president of the United States in every way you think. When asked if Biden had reached out to him since Chris Christie revealed he would not endorse Trump for president, Christie said he hasn't. And then he followed with, it's pretty stupid for him not to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ego.
Of course, in an interview with MSNBC in January, Christie broke a debate pledge he had made with a Republican National Committee, vowing to support whoever the Republican presidential nominee when he said he would not vote for Trump. So this is a man who gives his word and it means nothing. This is a man who claims to be a Republican, but would belly right up to the bar with a bunch of Democrats if all they did was shake his hand and be nice to him.
Yeah.
And his hatred for Trump is so emotional that it clouds his judgment about policies in the future of America. This guy's a pile of steaming stuff.
Yeah, what you said.
It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Clay and Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this. A complete loss of hope.
A near sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel's very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night. New shows and more news now. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I haven't completely verified this part of this information, but I got some verification. It is 8:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for tuning in and happy Thursday. Coming up at 9:05, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, keeping us up to date with the latest that's happening in Alachua County. In the meantime, there is a trial going on in New York. Alvin Bragg is the DA. I saw a meme floating around, and you know, memes, sometimes they're satirical, sometimes they're meant for fun. Sometimes they offer some insight, and sometimes you're just plain wrong. They're propaganda, they're disinformation.
Right.
And it's not always easy to tell face value, because if it's true, I would think, even though it's not a huge story, it would be worth mentioning, because you're talking about the person who has really gone out of his way to prosecute Trump and let other bad guys go unprosecuted, real bad guys, real criminals.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It said that he was worth like $40 million. I'm like, if you were worth $40 million, would you really want to be a district attorney? I mean,
interesting.
Look, you got to do something. You got to work. You got to bring some prestige and power. Okay, but I don't know.
If I was worth $40 million, that would not be, well, unless you just got a passion for whatever you do, I guess.
Yeah, which, and that could be. Yeah. That could be. I won't hold that against him, but,
right.
I have some sources of information, and yeah, it says that his net worth is about $41 million.
Wow.
$41 million. That's a lot of money.
But he still got an ego and a power trip going on.
Yeah.
The money doesn't fix that.
Yeah. I guess so. And again, you know, the fact that he is extremely wealthy doesn't really play a role in whether he can be a good DA or a bad DA.
True.
Let's make no mistake about it.
True.
He's a terrible DA.
Oh, he's awful.
Who
he's
is
awful.
Totally, completely politically motivated.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So I just thought, yeah, I'd throw that out there because I'm like, nah, I'm not buying that. But it looks like it is true.
Wow. Okay.
And along with that, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments later on, approximately 10 a.m., about former President Donald Trump. Is he immune from prosecution? And this special counsel, Jack Smith, is putting forward an election interference. It is so, as time goes on and you see all of this dog and pony shows and all these fake cases, for lack of a better term, being put onto to try to get Trump for anything that they can get him on. If anything, it would seem those powers, those people, are interfering with this election. Wouldn't you think? Absolutely. The high court agreed it would review whether Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, has immunity from prosecution. Arguments at the Supreme Court expected to begin at 10, but the former president won't be there. He'll be in New York City for the seventh day of his criminal trial stemming from charges out of a Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigation. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. And we've taken that apart, that argument, already. It was a misdemeanor. What they first were claiming was true, and the statute of limitations had run out. Then they brought in somebody who was high up at the Department of Justice to help put together this case against Trump, trying to utilize federal election laws. It doesn't fit. It's a circle they're trying to jam into a square, but it doesn't matter because it's the New York District Court, and they're all Democrats. So basically, they're all in on it, and their shared hatred for Trump. Republican presidential candidate, former President Donald Trump, he will be and probably already is at the New York courthouse. But they are going to be carefully watching the Supreme Court. Arguing before the Supreme Court is a big deal. I can certainly appreciate why your client would want to be there. But a trial in New York Supreme Court is also a big deal. That was Judge Juan Merchan, who wouldn't give Trump a break to be part of the Supreme Court case. Of course not. He's not going to do anything at all that would help or favor or just to be reasonable if it benefits Trump in any way.
No way.
The actual ruling from the Supreme Court probably won't come out until late June. And Trump's criminal trial is stemming from the investigation by Smith and has been put on hold pending a resolution on the matter. All right, so we'll see where all these things lead. I know that former President Trump has taken as much advantage of the court case as he can, able to, go out there and shake hands with folks. And it's having an impact. And people have been very, very positive in the way they're reacting to him. And I think that's a good thing. All right. Meanwhile, apparently the Biden administration last month shipped long-range missiles to Ukraine.
Uh-oh.
And
do the Russians know this?
Well, they do now.
Uh-oh.
And they did when the Ukrainians utilized them to blow up some stuff.
That might have been a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, they blew up a Russian military base in Crimea. That's part of where Russia had annexed in 2014 while Barry Obama was in charge. Okay? And they also utilized some of these missiles against Russian forces near the Sea of Azov. So, yeah, last month, they shipped these long-range missiles to Ukraine. And this is the first of their kind, and they had been asking for them for a while. Politico reported Wednesday that the U.S. approved the transfer of a number of Army tactical missile systems, which Ukraine had been asking for years because it has a range of nearly 200 miles. The Biden administration had been unwilling to approve them before out of concern for its own domestic supplies and that Ukrainian forces could strike into Russia and provoke a response.
Hmm.
You're worried about provoking Russia. Are you really? It sure doesn't seem like it. Now, of course, our government will see it tit for tat, so to speak. They'll go, oh, well, wait a second now. We know that North Korea has provided some missiles to Russia. So we can do this. Hmm. And we know that, the Russians have struck Ukraine's energy grid. So we're going to help them to be able to counter that kind of an attack. And that's called escalation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that's what we're seeing.
Escalation is good when you're trying to get to the second floor of the mall.
Yes.
That's an escalator.
Yes.
Escalation in war.
Not good.
Not always a good thing.
But how do you almost not have that? Because if you go down this road, and we see this in the Middle East, we're seeing this with Russia. Oh, don't do anything. You'll make the bad guys mad, and they'll do something. But they've already done something.
Right.
They've blown you up. So how do you stop escalation, I guess, and don't say take the elevator, if you're really, that's what you want, but you also have to help the guys that you're supposed to be helping, and you can't tell them, well, don't do anything. You'll make them mad.
When's the last time you heard the D word? Diplomacy.
Oh,
but everybody shouts at Israel, peace, peace, peace. Stop, stop, stop.
Yeah, after you bomb them.
Right, but nobody's saying anything. No. Nobody's saying anything, it appears, at least, to Russia.
No.
And trying to sit down. You're is right. there anybody that's trying to get make that happen? It doesn't sound like we are. And here's another thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way. When we say aid package, now, I know it doesn't always specify humanitarian aid, but just the word aid.
Right.
Don't you just naturally sort of think of helping? It probably is, you know, foodstuffs and other things.
Mm, yeah.
But it's not. This the new aid package will include Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, 155-millimeter artillery rounds, Bradley fighting vehicles, Javelin anti-tank systems, and Claymore anti-personnel munitions. Wow. So I thought we were against that. The idea of you know, mines.
Yeah. Yeah, because those are bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
But we're selling them a bunch of Claymore mines.
Well, we're making them, and this money goes to American companies to make the stuff to then go send to another country, and that makes it okay.
Well,
I don't know.
I hate it when you're both correct and it's doom and gloom.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Mm. At least you apologized.
Yeah.
It's 8:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend's almost here. Happy Thursday. Ton of stuff still coming your way, including a professor at Columbia that wants to have it both ways. I'll explain coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
He brings the brutal truth.
Are you better off today than you were under Trump?
Mark Levin.
Is it easier to buy food, to acquire even a used vehicle, let alone a new vehicle? What about inflation? How's that going?
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, those people at Columbia University, they are just...
There's something else.
They're obnoxious, to say the least, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It is 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And a Columbia University professor is speaking out against anti-Israel protesters, calling on police to protect him. He's a Columbia Business School assistant professor, Shai Davidi, who is Jewish. He attempted to lead counter-protesters against the anti-Israel demonstration known as Gaza Solidarity Encampment. But he was denied access to the campus after his ID was deactivated. Wow. Well, I guess they figure that it's for his own safety, to keep him safe from the anti-Israel mob. On Sunday, he sent an email to administrators and the school's president warning them that he planned on arriving on campus Monday and to sit in the middle of the Gaza Solidarity encampment and called on the school to provide him with a police escort.
Okay.
Last I checked, I'm still a professor at Columbia University. Here's part of the problem. It turns out that he was very much against law enforcement. He says, aren't you worried that the evil racist police will shoot people? Yeah, this was something that came out a couple of years ago. And basically, it shows that he is a defund the police guy.
But now he wants the police protection.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. A hypocrisy, party of one.
Yep. He's currently under investigation by the university due to allegations of harassing students. He's got more than 50 complaints against him.
Wow.
He told CNN he has never called out a student by name, only pro-Hamas student organizations and professors.
Okay.
They're investigating me for the entire reason this hearing was held in the first place. Columbia is investigating me for my social media tweets and only my social media tweets.
Mm. Sounds like he, in general, just kind of likes to stir the pot, might be a little lightning rod himself.
He called the school's president a coward while blasting the university for failing to respond to pro-terror student organizations on campus in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. On Tuesday, he addressed, quote-unquote, all the journalists reaching out to him for comment in a post on X. and in which he likened Columbia University to Nazi Germany. I promise I will try to get back to each and every one of you. In the meantime, I want you to consider this. To the best of my knowledge, the last time that a professor was denied access to their own university for being Jewish was Nazi Germany.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So, just things are, well, heating up, it seems like, more than calming down there, as chaos really sweeps across many campuses.
Yeah.
And John Lovitz, remember him?
Oh, yeah, the comedian.
Yeah.
Actor. Yeah, funny guy.
He's also Jewish, and he's been pretty upset with what's going on in Columbia. And for their protesting against Israel by blocking Jewish classmates from going to class. He said, you're supposed to be smart. You're blaming your 18-year-old classmates from the U.S. for the actions of the government of Israel. What the heck are you being taught? Think logically and quit being sheep and being used by your professors.
Good point.
Yeah, I think it goes further than that. I think it's more rent-a-mob kind of thing.
Yeah.
Left of center funding and stuff. And that's what I want them to do is follow the money trail. And we'll see if anybody, any journalists do that. And we'll look to see where that trail leads. That might be interesting. I wonder if they would also maybe have some ties to the Democrat Party.
Ooh, now that would be interesting.
It wouldn't be shocking, though, would it?
Not a bit.
Former George W. Bush advisor Karl Rove said Wednesday that anti-Israel protests at the Democratic Party's Chicago convention in the summer are likely. What is that? Back to reminiscent of 1968.
Yeah, bringing back the oldies. That's right. Riot at the convention. That would be a scary thought, but, think about it, because a lot of the students are now remote. They're not in class. If they're even doing anything, they've got time to kill. They may be looking for a little venting time and come convention time.
Well, yeah, and when the discussion about Joe Biden came up, Rove said, on one hand, he came out against the protest and the attacks on Israel and Jewish students, and on the other hand, he was recognizing the plight of the Palestinians. The statements of the written statements and the spokesman for the White House have been generally pretty tough, but the president himself set the tone by answering that question. He said, look, this will get worse before the end of the school year unless these universities step in and make sure that the students are allowed to go to class and that campuses are not overtaken by student protesters. This will be an ugly scene to imagine what it'll be like in August when the Democrats meet in Chicago. And we have enormous crowds of protesters in Grant Park during that convention. It's not going to be a pretty sight. It'll be reminiscent of 1968 and the famous Democratic convention that was racked by protest over the Vietnam War.
There you go.
So
wow.
Karl Rove sending out a warning there as to what will happen if the schools don't get a handle on this. And I just want to be careful about laying too much blame at the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's some responsibility, no doubt. But again, I think there's a lot of outsiders that have become agitators that are part of this. They're posing as students, and I think a lot of them are not.
Oh, I totally agree. In fact, I was going to ask earlier when you were talking about something related to that. I'm like, all right, let's see. If you don't have a school ID, off the campus, gone, go, and see how many have to leave.
Yeah. So. I mean, yeah. Otherwise, you're trespassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be, an easy way to take care of it if that is the case. And I think at least it is. It's just to what extent.
It kind of struck me funny when you just mentioned that the 1968 scenario and you mentioned Vietnam War. It's like that seems so long ago, and yet here we are again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't think these kids maybe have a handle on a lot of historical stuff, even if it was only 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
No, they don't.
All right. Coming up, the 9 o'clock stretch. Also coming up, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. So we've got a full 9 o'clock stretch coming your way. Things that make you smile is part of it as well. So stay tuned and listen at work. No traffic before you head out. Just go to thesky973.com. You can listen on your desktop or your laptop.
here's what's trending on the Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
Is election interference by Biden.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.